We are learning Maseches Yevamos, Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on Daf Mem Hey Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom, beginning of a line. We will discuss now about an Eved Kanani. An Eved Kanani, when he gets sold to a Yid, so the halacha is, he's Toibel L'Shem Avdus, and he becomes an Eved Kanani. Now, until now, he was a regular non-Jew. Once he becomes an Eved Kanani, he's Chayiv in Mitzvahs like a woman. But he has an Eved Kanani, and he has to get a Shtar Shechrur to be freed. And the Yisrael has a Kinyan HaGuf and a Kinyan Mamon. Kinyan HaGuf means you have a certain halachas, his guf is owned to the Yisrael. He also has a Kinyan Mamon. Now, a guy who owns an Eved, a non-Jew owns another non-Jew as an Eved, he doesn't own his guf. He only owns his Mamonis, only owns his monetary value. So when he sells it to another Yid, the Yid still has to be Toivel the Eved, L'Shem Avdus, in order to be Kinyan the guf. But the guy cannot sell the guf to the other Yid because he doesn't own the guf. So all he can sell is the monetary value. And once he's claimed the monetary value, they can be tovel him l'shem avdus. So Amrav Rav Chama Bar Gur Yamrav, Halakech Eved Merei Rechavim. If Yisrael buys a Eved from a non-Jew, V'kodam V'tova l'shem ben chayrim. And he goes ahead, this Eved slash guy, now he's tovel, he makes a tefillah l'shem ben chayrim. To be a free man and to be a Yid. He's Toivel Shem Geris. The halacha is Kona Atzmai Ben Chayrim. He's Kona himself and he's now Ben Chayrim. My time, what's the reason? The Gemara explains the reason is like this. Because I will call him Gufa like Konilei. The guy who previously owned him did not own his Guf. My the Konilei, who the Makalei Yisrael. Whatever he owned, he sold to Yisrael, which means the rights to his monetary value, which means the rights to his work. V'kiva the Kodim V'tav Hashem V'chayrim, and once he went and was Toivel L'Shem B'chayrim, so now he became a regular Yisrael, so then automatically the lien, the Shibud Mamon that was on him fell off, Afke L'Shibud. And who said you could do that? Because the Rava says, Dama Rava, Hektish Chometz V'Shichar Afkim De Shibud, which means like this, if you have this object, you set aside, that this is Meshubud to B'chayrim, for a loan, let's say a collateral, he put aside this gold watch, that this is, if I default on a loan, this gold watch will be collected by the bank. And then I go ahead and be makdish the gold watch. Allah is, it's a hektish, it's mafkir de shiva. Same thing if it's a chametz sticker item that I made as a collateral, and then it turns Pesach, it's chametz, and that's mafkir de shiva. It's also ba'anah, and I have to burn it. And shichr also, if you have an eved that you said this eved is set aside for a certain loan and you mishachar him, that works. See here also with his tefillah, so he was toivel l'shem b'chayrim. So in Echnami there was a mamnas diga shibud, but that was paka with his tefillah l'shem geris. You're gonna ask me, well, he made the guy lose money. Echnami, the Ramban speaks out, he has to pay for it. He has to pay for the value of that the Yisrael paid the non-Jew for him. He has to pay that back to him. But at the end of the day, he's a free man right now. That's the halacha. So we have a kash on this halacha. Master Rav Chista, Maisa Bebluria Hagiris. There was a certain lady Hagiris before, while she was a non-Jew, she owned a bunch of avadim, and she was Tavel Shem Geris, and now she wanted to have their avadim are now all her avadim. She called mu avadim Tavel for now. That her avadim were Tavel before her, before she had a chance to Tavel become a Yid, they were Tavel L'Shem Ben Chayrim, you know, L'Shem Geris. They were kind of themselves. But it's mashman this brisa. Let's say after she already became a Jewess, she already became a Jew. Then the avodim started to be tovel l'shem bnei chayrim. It wouldn't work. Why not? Because the tzad to argue on the halacha before of Rav would be is that once a yid owns a eved, automatically gets kinyan aguf. So here also, as you see from this brisa, it's automatic kinyan aguf, and it's a kasha Rav. Amarava, it's half right, like this. Lifanaha, if you are tovel before she became a geris, which means they weren't owned by a Jew yet, bein b'stam bein b'farish. Any way you tovel automatically is considered like a tefillah l'shem b'chayrim, because why would you want to become an evet? La'achareha b'mefurishim b'stam loy. But after you already are owned by Yid, there could be you want to be an evet kanani. It has certain dinim, there's certain milas, certain chesrinus, but you're chayiv like a mitzvah, like a isha. So there, only from a farish clearly, I say, speak out clearly, I want to do it. Shem Mechayiv is a work. But v'stam lo. So it comes out, the whole din of Rav is only if you do, say b'farish, I want to be toivel l'shem b'chayiv. Omer Rav Avya. Lo yishonu, this whole halacha of Rav, that we said, that he could be toivel l'shem b'chayiv. If you buy an eved from a non-Jew, it's since a non-Jew does not own the guf, so you can't transfer the bialus of a guf to you. He never owned the guf. But if a guy himself comes to you and sells himself, there he could sell you the bialus of he could sell you a kinyan guf. Why? Because a person himself owns his own guf, and then he could sell to you. And once he sells it to you, and you're tayvel him, and more automatically is ksidel shem avnus. How do we know that? The chesed says in the pasuk. It says, from the people who live around you, this is in Canaan, live around the countries of Canaan, not the Shiva Umais, the rest of the Umais, you could buy from them. It says, Lashon Tiknu. And we make a deal. Mehem Tiknu. Atam Kainim Mehem. Veloyim Kainim Mekem. You could buy from them, and they cannot buy from you. Veloyim Kainim Mekem is there. They can't buy from each other. So what does that mean? They can buy a Yisrael. If it means they can't buy another Jew for his monetary value, you can't buy a Jew for his Maisi Yadayim. It says in the Pasuk, that means you work for a non-Jew. So you see, Yisrael could work for a non-Jew for the monetary value. So why are you saying that they can't buy a non-Jew can't buy a Jew for the monetary value? He could buy them for the monetary value. Ella must be lav legufe. It means you cannot buy the guf of a Jew. A non-Jew can't buy a guf of a Jew. And therefore, it says in the beginning of the Braisa that a Jew could buy one of the goyim. So you see, a goy can sell his own guf to Yisrael. Yisrael could buy a goy for his guf and have kinyan guf on the goy himself. Where do you see from here that the buying him alone is enough of a kinyan? Maybe it means if you buy from a guy and you toivel him l'shem avdus, then it works. But we don't see from here that if the guy sells himself to you without even the tefillah l'shem avdus, just the kinyan alone will make kinyan a guf, and then he won't be able to be toivel himself l'shem v'cherb. You don't see that at all. Therefore, it's not a raya. Mar says kasha, which means we still could pass like that. We just don't have a teretz as kasha. But there's a kasha from this brisa. There's a kasha that the brisa is not really a raya. Al kaponim, it's not a raya, but you could, the halakha could be true that if a guy sells himself, you could be kind to him for kinyan guf. Zok tomar vayta. Amar Shmuel. Now that we established this idea that the ever go himself and v'toyvel l'shem ben chayim. So what's the etzah? So Zok Shmuel, v'tzarach l'sok by b'mayim. When you toivel l'eved l'shem yadus l'avdus, when you l'shem to be a yid, to be an eved, you have to give him some kind of malacha to show, or be hold on to him somehow to show that he's an eved. And the Gemara gives an example. Kehai the manimim avdi de Rav Ashi boila tvulei manimim the eved of Ashi that want to be toivel l'shem avdus. So masri na'alayu l'ravinu Rav Acha brei de Rava. They gave him over. Rav Ashi gave over this Eved to Ravina Rav Acha and said, you take care, make sure he lands up being an Eved. If it doesn't work out, I'm going to blame you. You make sure he lands up being an Eved. So what do they do? Ramulei Arvisa B'tzavrei. They put like a little chain around his throat. Arpulei B'tzavrei. They put it in a way that a little like a bow to it, a little slip knot, they can make it tighter and looser. So Arpulei, they made it loose. So while he was in the water, they were loose. But they tightened it to show they're in control. They are in control of him. And it shouldn't be Taibal Shem Echarim. And Bahad Dol Reisha in Mayim, when his head popped out of the water, Anchele Zulta the Tina, they put a bucket of cement on his head, Areisha on his head. Go bring it to your master's house, showing that you are an Eved. And the Ritva speaks out and brought down the book of Yosef that this whole thing was a Rav Chadamilsa to put the cement on his head, because Be'etzim, once he had that rope around his neck, that alone showed that he was being Toivel L'Shem Avdus, and not L'Shem Ve'Chayrim. Just that everyone should know he's an Eved, they said, please bring this cement up to your master's house. Amar Rav Papa L'Rava. Chozi Mar Hani Debe Papa Bar Abba. You see that the family of Papa Bar Abba, which is a very rich family, the Yav Zizla Inishigal Kargayu, there's people, there's non-Jews who can't pay their taxes, and they pay the taxes for them, and then they treat them like avodim. So the shaila is that those people, kinafku, tzricha gita charusa, do they need to get shichur or not? Which is, the shaila is like this. Like Tosfos explains, that the dina machusa dina here is, in that place was, that anyone didn't pay taxes, became an eved, became the property of the king. Mamish the guf of the kinyan guf to the king. And now you, and they make a rule that if you pay the taxes to them, you're kari leguf. So Shaila is, dina achusa dina make it like ki'ilu you're kari leguf, or it's only l'maisa yodav, because since in Jewish law, you're not really kari leguf. So here, are you kari leguf with dina achusa dina not, and at kekach in yishtar shirche. That was more of Shaila. Amalei, so Rava answered, if I would have died, I wouldn't tell you this yisoid that I heard of from Rav Sheshes. Marakayu dahani, the shtaris of these people, which means they're, you know, the choisman shalel, which means the star of that makes them into avodim, but tafs the malkamonach. It's in the treasure chest of the melech. O malkam, and the king says, mandlo yov karga mishtabel mandlo yov karga. These people, whoever doesn't pay taxes, is meshuvah to the Malka, and therefore it's a good mecher, and you have kinyan aguf, and therefore you need a shtar shirchah for this case. You need a shtar shirchah for this, and that's the halacha. And if they want to become a ger, they have to need a shtar shirchah, and they become a ger and they be mutter bebas Yisrael. Zok the Gemara weiter. Rechiba Abba ikla legavla. Rechiba Abba went to this town called Gavla. Chazib nitzshol dem Abram megerim shemal v'tavlu. He saw that there were Jewish women who were married and pregnant from gerim who just did a mila, but they weren't tovel l'shem geris. That was one thing he saw. He saw another thing. Chazib charmed nitzshol dem azgev v'chavim. He saw Jewish wine were being diluted by non-Jews. Non-Jews were diluting Jewish wine. They were pouring water into the Jewish wine. V'shas yishol, the Yidden were drinking it. And the third thing he saw, v'chazo tormosin, these beans, the shokta v'chav, the v'chav cooked them, v'achli yisho eating them, and no one was worried about bishul akim on this. So there's three problems he saw. First of all, he saw that they were marrying gerim that were mavlo tavlu. Number two is the goyim were pouring water into the yiddish wine, and the yiddish were drinking it. And number three is, there's bishul akim on these beans. Also, Commander Vichner, normally, Vichner said, go tell them, say the hachis of name, go tell everyone about their children, Shem Amzerim. Their children are Amzerim, Vayena Mishum Yain Nesach, and the wine is Yain Nesach, Vatumos Mishum Shulacham, Vishem Nay Taira. And their beans are considered Bishal Akam, because they're not Nay Taira. And the Gemara explains each step of the way. Abaneim Shem Amzerim, what's Pshat Vichner, Tamedam Rabbi Abba, and Vichner, and Loilam in a Gerach, Yima Vayitval. According to Vichner, Vichner holds, we'll see that on base more of Arichis. That you're not a ger until you do tvila and mila. And here they didn't do; they only did mila, no tvila. According to Yechon, they're not a ger. They're not a ger. So meanwhile, they're a goy. The kivin loy tavel, ovechamu. They're non-Jew. They're goyim. Vom rab v'chanu v'yechonon, ovechamu v'evad abba b'Israel v'amamzer. And ovechamu that's ba on a Jewish woman, the vlad's a mamzer. Therefore, the kids are mamzerim because of two reasons. First of all, you need not two reasons. You need both these shittas. First of all, that he's not a ger, and second of all, he's a guy that's Baal Basjal, La Mamzer, that's what the children of Mamzer. Why Yain Yain Nesach? Why Yain Yain Nesach? Mushom, there's a Xer de Rabbanon because of Leich Leich Amin Nazir Sharas Farah Karma. We tell a Nazir that keep away from surrounding, don't go near the vineyard because you're not allowed to drink wine or grapes, you're not allowed to eat grapes. So therefore, not only don't you walk into the vineyard, just don't even get near it, go around it. The same thing when it comes to Yain Nesach. Even though Yain Nesach only touched the wine, or you touch the bottle of wine, you shake the bottle of wine, here it only poured water into the wine, but because we are so careful of Yain Nesach, so we say that it's awesome, Shem Gzeiros. Therefore, the wine was awesome, Yain Nesach, because of Gzeiros. Big Shiloh was only awesome, Achilo, you know, awesome, Anot, Big Shiloh, and Rishinim. Like upon him, he asked the wine because of this Gzeiros. Val Tormus of Mishum Shuacham, he should have made Torah, and he answered the beans because of Mishal Akim, since they weren't made Torah. He would allow it. What's Pshat? Frank tomorrow, what's Pshat? Why would he mutter? I'm Rav Shmuel, Rav Yitzchak, say the Rav. Call Nechel Kamoy Shuchai. Anything that can be eaten raw, that means if a guy cooks up water for you, there's no Issa Bishal Akim. Why not? Because anyway, Nechel Kushuchai. The whole reason we ask Bishal Akim is because we don't want you to get too close to the guy. If they cook up water for you, it's not a big deal. The water anyway was edible. So therefore, there's no Bishal Akim on that. But something that cannot be eaten raw, let's say a piece of meat, of course, Bishal Akim. So here, these beans cannot be eaten raw. So it should be a problem. Yes, it should be a problem, Bishal Akim. So why wasn't it Asr Medina at Bishal Akim? Why do you have to come on to any of the Torah? It should be Asr Medina at Bishal Akim. So, Gemara, Rabbi Yechon Lishna Svile. Rabbi Yechon holds like the other law, Shandam Rav Shmuel, Rabbi Yechon Rav, Kol She'ein Oila Al Shulcham Alachim, Lechol Boyes Apas, Ein Boy Mishum Vishulam Vichavim. Anyone, any food that's not Oila Shulcham Alachim, there's no Bishal Akim on that. Why not? Because same reason. We said only something that's choshev, then you get close to the guy, he's serving you a choshev item. But something that's not choshev, there's no bishul akum. Anything that's not choshev, not bishul akum. So tormosin are not something el shulchan malachim. You don't serve these beans on a shulchan malachim. Therefore, it would not be bishul akum. And the taima, the only reason you ask it, because they're not bnei Torah. They don't know how to make a chiluk. I'm bnei Torah, sorry. It means like this. But sometimes when people are not bnei Torah, you have to ask it, even things that are not osir medina. Because if they're going to see that this is mutter, they're going to see all bishul akum is mutter. They're going to say, yeah, my meaning is bishul akum is mutter. And therefore, they're going to make a mistake. Therefore, for ina bnei Torah, you don't tell them this. But a bnei Torah, you would tell them, no, this is mutter because it's ina oila al shulchan me lochem.